From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Somalia today, a suicide bombing has taken a heavy toll on the country's besieged government. A man blew himself up at a hotel in Mogadishu. An eyewitness, BBC reporter Mohamed Olad Hassan, was attending a graduation ceremony at the hotel when the attack occurred.
Dust covered us and the smoke covered everywhere. And then we went out of the meeting hall, some of us with blood splashed on their bodies and clothes.
At least 19 people were killed, among them three Somali government ministers. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The health minister, the education minister, and the higher education minister are dead. The minister of sports, youth, and culture is in a coma. But the explosion at the Shamo Hotel struck not only at Somalia's fragile, internationally backed government, but also at what little hope there is in that country for a stable future. Several medical students were supposed to become doctors today. Other students were graduating in computer science and engineering. Investigators at the scene have found the remains of a man dressed in the veil and long flowing abaya that Somali women wear. So they're assuming that the man carried the explosives on his body. But suicide bombing is only a recent phenomenon in Somalia, despite almost 20 years of lawlessness and fighting between warlords, Islamists, and opportunists. Increasingly, the Islamist group Al-Shabaab has been using suicide bombers to kill government officials and African Union troops who are in Mogadishu to protect the government. Al-Shabaab wants command over all of Somalia. The U.S. says that Al-Qaeda is mentoring the group, and Somalia's president today blamed the explosion on foreign actors. But at the end of this day, the name that so many in Mogadishu are remembering is that of Dr. Mohamed Warsami Shahid, the founder of Somalia's only medical school. He too was killed in the blast. And the people responsible must understand the mean-spirited irony of what they've done. They've killed a man whose name in the Somali language means good news. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.